What faith are you? How do you know? How would you convince anybody of what faith you are? And 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, examine yourselves to see whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ is in you unless you, of course, have failed the test? What's the test? Suppose I told you I'm a Christian. Now, I never go to church. I do pray to Mecca or toward Mecca 5 times a day. I read my Quran every day, and I'm a member of the local mosque. But I'm a Christian. One time, many years ago, I had a little job at a clothing store. The first day I was there, the first break, I was sitting in the break room and, of course, meeting all the people as they came in. And this lady comes in, sits down, and we began to talk. We hadn't talked like 2-3 minutes, and she said, you sound like a preacher. I still don't know what that sounds like, but I said, okay. And so she began to ask me, you know, I said, yeah, I go to the Church of Christ. So she said, well, oh. And she, of course, recognized the large building way out on the highway. And I thought, well, I ought to explain something here. So I began to tell her, you know, well, here's the difference. And she said, oh, now you're not one of those fellows that get hung up on doctrine, are you? And I had to admit, yeah, I guess I do. Does it make any sense to say I'm a Christian and I follow Jesus, but I really don't care anything about what he teaches? I really am a Christian and I follow Jesus, but I do what Muhammad says instead of him. This idea that the doctrine doesn't matter and is of no consequence is just really kind of silly. If you believe it, why do you believe in Jesus? Is it because of who he is and what he teaches? And then turn around and say, well, what he teaches is really non-essential. It all has to do with what faith you are, what you believe in. Can you imagine, you know, in James chapter 2, James uses Abraham and he uses Rahab as an illustration of faith. Can you imagine Rahab thinking, I really don't matter. It probably doesn't matter what color string goes in the window. Think that even went through her head? No, they gave me a way out. So I'm going to put the string in the window. I'm going to put the red string in the window. I want to do exactly what is been told. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6 and 7. I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong. Not that people will see that we have stood the test, but that you will do what is right, even though some have, we may seem to have failed. Now, there's a right and the wrong, isn't there? When you're looking at who you are, that is, are we in Christ, examining ourselves, what faith we are, there's a right and a wrong. There's something to do that we should do, and we should do it the right way, and there are things that we should refrain from doing. Again, another little personal incident. One time I was talking to this fellow, and he said, he said, Delmer, really, the only difference between you and me is we have a different faith process. You know, he's right. He was absolutely, now the difference is he couldn't read his faith process in the Bible to save his neck. But we have a different faith process and we're a different faith. We're who we are because of what we believe and practice. And then to turn around and say, really, it doesn't matter what we believe and practice, just change who we are. We are no longer disciples, we're no longer Christians, and we're no longer part of the faith of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 6, verse 7, so the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. We have to do something. We have to obey the faith. And if you don't obey what Jesus said to do, then you're not of the faith of Jesus Christ. In fact, our brother just mentioned the Great Commission. In the Great Commission, It's not just go and tell everybody about baptism. Go tell everybody about Jesus. He's the Christ. And when he is, when people are convinced that he really is the Messiah, he's really God, then you want to do everything he says. Jesus tells these disciples, teaching them, those that have been discipled, those who believe and are baptized, to observe everything that I have said unto you. Not just, take the parts you want. Take the parts that are easy. Throw away stuff that you don't care about. There are things that are part of the faith. Listen to this. Romans chapter 14, verse 21 and 22. They preached the word of God, or the good news, or the gospel, in that city, and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must, through many hardships, enter the kingdom of God, they said. How do you remain true to the faith? If doctrine, if what we do and practice has nothing to do with anything, you can't leave it. You can't remain true to it. You're just there. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. The Spirit clearly says, in a latter time, some shall abandon the faith. How do you suppose they did that? Well, they follow the deceiving doctrines, doctrines of devils. They follow teachings by someone other than Jesus. In so doing, they will forbid to marry. They will a command to abstain from certain meats. They'll teach things that the gospel, that the doctrine of Jesus never taught. Acts 13, verse 8. But Elymas, a sorcerer, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, especially for his immediate family, he is denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. He's worse than an unbeliever. How do you deny the faith? You just don't do what it says. I don't have to go to work. I don't provide for my family. I can leave them for someone else, but I'm a great Christian. I believe in Jesus. Sure do. See how silly that is? Let me leave you with this. Well, I look at my clock, I got time. Two things. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. Paul said to the Corinthians, he kept under his body so that he wouldn't be a castaway. Even Paul, he could have left the faith. He was true to the faith. How do you suppose he did that? By the very way that he encouraged others to remain true to the faith. What's the book say? Thank you, Brother John. What's the Bible say? What's true? What's the doctrine of Jesus? That's what we want. Jude 1, verse 3. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith once for all entrusted to the saints. Standing up for Jesus does not mean rising to your feet when we sing the song. It means obeying the gospel, being true to the teachings of Jesus in all that we do. It means trying to convince others of what is wrong and encouraging them to do what is right. It means remaining true to the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, even when no one else will. Philippians 1:27, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel.